Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We are back, and Buffalo is in action this weekend with a pair of home games, Tampa Saturday, Boston on Sunday. But the big story across the NHL continues to be the St. Louis Blues. Marty, how did they do it? They ripped the hearts out of the Red Wings in the final minute of play, final half minute, thanks to Jordan Kyrou, and then promptly won it in overtime for their 10th consecutive win. They've outscored their opponents 41-14 in the 10-game win streak. They are 17-2-2 in the last 21. And this is the longest win streak since their 11-game surge in the 18-19 season that propelled them to their first ever Stanley Cup.
They got Jobu. You guys know the movie Major League when Serrano says Jobu. They have a Jobu doll in a stall that travels with them all the time since the Four Nations face-off, and it's been unbelievable. And nothing more than Jobu-like is the Jordan Kyrou tie-in goal. 6-on-5, 29 seconds left. He gets the puck. He's looking to pass it across the crease to the back door, but he kind of, it rolls off his heel. Cam Talbot is expecting a pass to the back door, so he's kind of reacting to it, and it goes 5-0 and beats him. It's not the play. He's not trying to get it on net. He's trying to go back door, and he fanned on it, and it goes right 5-0, and they score, and they win it no T. So that's Jabu-like, just like it was Gloria back in 1819.
Amazing. It's truly amazing, and we were there in St. Louis when, right after Cam Fowler was acquired by the Ducks, from the Ducks, pardon me, and if you ever want to, I don't even know how to phrase this. This is, like, Cam Fowler is now an incredible case study of perception versus reality, based on environment and things beyond one's control.
Yeah.
He got stuck in Anaheim after joining when they were decent, and then a career of losing. People would just continually, it's not that good. It's not that good. They're never going to be able to move him. Not that good. Didn't live up to the hype. These are some things that were said. Some inside the game obviously continued to respect Cam, but it seemed like he was almost destined to a fate of never having moments like this. But it's not just last night's overtime goal. He has been one of the best defensemen in the NHL since he was acquired by the Blues in mid-December. He has 9 goals. He had 0 with the Ducks. He has 30 points. His plus is off the charts. And by the way, the Blues have been playing without their best defenseman for the last month in Colton Parayko.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
Cam Fowler's story is, it's inspiring. I love it. I hope every player gets to redo at that stage as a 33-year-old and maybe undo some of the stuff that followed him beyond his control.
I'm sure John Gibson is saying, why can't I be Cam Fowler?
Right?
But yeah, the Anaheim Ducks had a bit of a down time, but you know, they are rebuilding. And look, the Ducks have had a good season. It's just like it was coming to a point where they needed to maybe move a player because it was better for that person, better for the organization. And Cam Fowler in St. Louis has been great. And his goal in OT, great hands, comes in, goes to the back end. And yeah, St. Louis now, I mean, they are right there. You know, I say ahead of Minnesota, but when I look at the Central Division, They're 5 points behind Colorado. Do I think they're going to catch Colorado? No. But if they had any type of good first half to the season or start to the year, they'd be in the top three, top two in the Central Division.
Cam Fowler was in the playoffs 6 times at the front end of his career and then nothing since 17. And I will dare say this, not unlike Rasmus Ristolainen here,
yeah,
had some seasons where he put up impressive numbers, but there was no way you were going
minus
to
35
some of
because
these
the team
yeah,
was bad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Some of these things that still stand out because they are still used regularly on the stat line across an NHL player sheet. So
yeah, no, and look, teams make trades and sometimes players in those trades do well. I mean, that's the common theme around the NHL now, Buffalo, every time they trade a player, they do well. Give me a break. Like, it happens everywhere. That's mm-hmm. why teams make trades, because they're hoping they can acquire players that's going to fit well, get energized, and play well. It happens. The reverse exists as well. There's some mm-hmm. trades that don't go well, and there's some traded players out of Buffalo that have not performed well. It's normal. It happens everywhere. Look at Kuzmenko with the Kings, right?
Dude, like, do you know what I just typed in on Hockey Reference?
Kuzmenko,
as you were saying,
okay.
This. Because
Kuzmenko,
he was,
started in Calgary. He had an unbelievable season with Vancouver, his first in the NHL. It didn't pay off. He goes to Calgary, gets traded to Philly, gets moved to LA, and he had a massive impact in the game yesterday. And he's got, what, 4 goals in 14 games, maybe? He's
nine
got like
points,
nine
four
points.
Goals in 14 games, playing yeah. on the top line pretty much from the get go. And
it's unbelievable. So, yeah, you talk about players, they get traded, and sometimes they find a good opportunity. It happens all the time.
The reason I had to look up Kuzmenko last night and again right now is because my brain is not allowing me to believe that it was only 2 seasons ago that he scored 39 yeah. goals as an old rookie in the NHL. Mm-hmm. We're not even Calder eligible because of his age. He's played, it feels like he's played on a million teams since.
Yeah.
He was good when
three
he went
this
to
year.
He was good when he went to Calgary in the deal where Vancouver was basically like, we're probably not going to be able to sign him. Plus, we're going to go all in on these trades with Lindholm and Zadorov. So Calgary takes him. He scores 14 times in 29 games.
It's good.
Pretty good. And then this year got off to a slow start. Like, it couldn't have been slower. 4 goals in 37 games.
But even in Philly, he had seven. He had right. 5 points in 7 games. Like, it's not like he was bad in Philly.
Exactly.
But they moved on, and, you know, that's fine. But Kuzmenko is one of those guys that his smile after his goal yesterday, I'm like, okay. Like, sometimes you just need a little bit of a different scenario. And who was the poster child for that this year was Mikko Rantanen. It looked miserable for him in Carolina. Like, mm-hmm. he didn't even look like himself. And then he goes to Dallas and he has a hot start. No, it's, you know, whatever. But
there's,
you know,
still
Mikko
a lot
Rantanen
of room
like,
for him to get back to Rantanen.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Rantanen playing with, you know, McKinnon is, and having Makar is different, right? We saw Natchez in Colorado, and Natchez is hot. Well, why? Because you're with McKinnon, it helps.
He's a good player. He was
He's
having
a great
his
player.
Best season, you know.
He was leading the league, right, in scoring early,
on, early yeah.
in the season.
Yeah, it was him and Kaprizov were battling it out. Like, how crazy was that, right? So, Yeah, there are a lot of in-season acquisitions that probably didn't get much attention that right now are paying off handsomely. I mean, all due respect, I'm not expecting this to continue, but if he turns into, like, I don't know, one of these playoff folklore heroes, Mark Jankowski with the Carolina Hurricanes, mm-hmm. he's got 7 goals in 10 games with the Canes since coming from Nashville. Like, this is impossible to predict.
Who's going to score tonight, Jankowski or Ovechkin?
Odds
Who would you bet
even.
On an anytime goal scorer?
Taylor Hall has been a good fit in Carolina. But I will say this. There are a couple others that I want to... Well, we've talked about it before, but it's still crazy when you think of where Colorado has always been expectation-wise. The fact that they remade their goaltending tandem in season. Wedgewood is now 10-4-1. With a 919 save percentage, and Mackenzie Blackwood is 21-9-3 with also a 919 save percentage. Yeah. Like, who does this? And they traded Rantanen and brought in Natchez, who's a point a game, and all the other depth pieces that they brought in. It's wild.
Yeah, no, it's wild, and it's good, scouting, good research, and knowing when to pull the trigger, right? Mm-hmm. You have Mackenzie Blackwood in San Jose. San Jose, understand, they're not going anywhere. And you're like, okay, well, let's make it happen. Let's see if we can have a deal in place. And then they make the trade for Wedgewood. And we all know what Wedgewood has been like. But the Colorado Avalanche have had some of these moments over the last few years, but they've been able to find a player, to find somebody that would... Nazem Kadri, right? He was a perfect fit for them. Helped them win a Stanley Cup, right? Because you find the players that work and you pull the trigger at the right time. That goalie, those two goalie transactions for Colorado were huge earlier in the year.
I'll give you a hint. He's a defenseman, and he may actually be my favorite in-season acquisition this year.
He's a defenseman, Eastern or Western Conference?
He was in the West, now in the East.
Did he play last night?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yes, he did.
He played last night. He was in the West. Now
it won't affect you, but he's a right-shot defenseman.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that won't affect me at this moment. I'm looking to see, like, who had impact last night in significant way.
I don't know if it was last night significantly. You asked if he played. He did play last night. This is riveting. Thank you.
No, I know. I'm looking at my notes and seeing if there's a name that pops up, and I don't see anything. And the one guy that was an in-season acquisition was Jake Walman. He's a lefty shot because he scored down the left wing yesterday for the Oilers to give him a big win in Vegas. So that was huge, but that's not the guy you're talking about.
No, he is with Columbus.
Oh, Well, just say it because now I'm going to...
Dante Fabro, off of waivers. Yes. And now I would say finally, that might be unfair to his previous body of work, but he is now playing like the first round pick he was coming out of Boston University.
When he scored last night, when I saw Dante Fabro, that he had a goal late in the second period, I thought Nashville had scored at first because I didn't realize, oh, yeah, that's right. Fabro is now with Columbus because of the waiver pickup and everything. But that actually ended the night for UC Soros. He finished that second period, and then he was gonzo.
Dante Fabro has 22 points in 53 games and is a plus 21. You take the latter stat for whatever you want to make of it. Mm-hmm. But he has been, obviously, they didn't give anything up. That's kind of what makes him, to me, the best in-season acquisition. Remember all the years we spent, like, talking, is Fabro going to get signed? Is Fabro going to get traded? Everybody should want Dante Fabro. And then it was like, not really doing that much in Nashville. And, like, wow, what an impact he's had. So
I still think, like, when you look at defense acquisition and, you know, players that have an impact on their team and a really good impact, like, look at Sean Durzi with the Utah Hockey Club. And I know it's been a tough season with his injury, but with him in the lineup, it's different, right? Like, mm-hmm. He had an assist last night. He is a potentially a 40-point guy, regularly if he plays pretty much all season. Yep. This year's been tough. He's only played 23 games. But that is one that when he left L.A. to go to Arizona and now Utah, it's like, ooh, that's a good player they let go in L.A.
Yeah. Well, the Kings obviously haven't suffered at all in the loss of Durzi because the one constant is Anze Kopitar, who has once again gone over 60 points for the 16th time in his 19-year career. And the only other times he didn't make it, lockout year, COVID year, and the one down season of his career when he had 52, only to respond with a Hart Trophy finalist season the next year. It's absolutely amazing. This guy is so good at everything.
I think Dreisaitl put a nail in the Hart conversation last night. Like, you know, they go into Vegas, they need a win. No McDavid still. He gets his 52nd.
I mean, he should have been there already. I agree. Like, I mean,
Connor Hellebuyck is having a great season, and a lot of people think he's probably right there. But I think Dreisaitl last night, once again, was like, okay, we need a big goal here. 5-on-3, give me the puck. I'll put it in the net, and we'll win this game.
Yeah. He's amazing. He is absolutely amazing. And the standings in the Western Conference are wild. Like, how about the run for St. Louis now has them in wild card one. It's the highest they've been since October. And now Minnesota is like, you know, you said it yesterday, like Calgary's going to need a miracle based on they don't have the tiebreaker. But they do have a game in hand on Minnesota. And if the Wild lose to the Rangers tonight, they're six back with two games in hand.
So they could move into like close to 2 points. And
And
that's why I say Vancouver's done. Calgary has a chance to get there. But, man, you need to score more than one goal if you're the Calgary Flames. And last night they lose 3-1. Why? Because they couldn't score more than one goal.
Yeah. Amazing. Big game potentially for the Amerks tonight. They are home and looking to clinch a playoff spot. We'll dive in on their roster, which has some news to it when we come back here on Sabres Live.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.